Yes, it is Thursday, May 19. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio, and a very good morning to you if you're just tuning in. We have the Europa League final in Seville on stand in front of us here in the studio, and it is 1-1 between Rangers and Frankfurt in the 94th minute. So they're early in the first half of extra time there, and Rangers have just had a shot, just gone over the crossbar. It looks like a fantastic atmosphere there. Great atmosphere too here in the studio because we have the great Steve Blocker Roach joining us. Good morning to you, Block.
Gentlemen, good morning to you. Look,
this is the part I love. This is the best part. Yes. He comes in every time he picks up this newspaper. I'm like, sit down and get ready.
What are we in
for this morning?
Boys, I've been a little bit critical over the last couple of weeks about potholes and voting and all that sort of stuff. Like, right?
For good reason, though, Block.
Yeah. I'm going to come in with something that I really enjoyed on the weekend. As you know, I didn't go to Brisbane. And my beautiful wife, Catherine Bridget. She organised a stay for us down at the Rocks. We had a staycation.
What? I like it. You're talking about like a hotel stay or?
Yes, the Four Seasons.
One or two nights.
And you know You know why I can say the Four Seasons? Because I paid. I paid.
Cha-ching.
Now, boys, I just want to bring up, you know, I was that happy. You know how beautiful the harbour is and we're walking around the foreshores. Do you know what? People are back. People are looking me in the eye and saying hello and not looking down at the ground. And there was millions of tourists. And, mate, we had the best time, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's good, Blocky boy.
Oh, I thought you'd hammer me about being
Four Seasons. No.
I liked it. You went flash as well. You went A-grade, Four Seasons.
Yeah. Well, I...
Cha-ching.
When only the best will do. You know what, but I've got to... Just to... You know I can't go a full length without having a little bit of a complaint. Like, I'm a big man, as you know.
Yep.
The slippers and the shave coat. Too small.
The robe. Imagine Blocker in the robe.
Did you have a spa in your room? Did you have a spa?
Hey, listen.
So good.
Don't worry about the robe. What about the tie-up? Well, there's a shot for you. Hey?
So did you have the spa in the room?
How are you going to get that out of your head?
No, we had a suite. We got upgraded to a suite. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
It was unbelievable. Had a beautiful view out. Right.
So you just got the robe on. And
slippers.
Did you eat out in the balcony with the robe on?
Of course.
A bit of breakfast.
Look, when you go for the little couple of days in the city holiday, do you maximise...
Hang on. Staycation.
Do you maximise and indulge in the room service, or do you go out to a restaurant?
Well, that's
because normally when people don't stay at a hotel too often, they love the room service.
You know what I loved even better, Clarkie, at the Four Seasons? They've got this like a room, it's like a Qantas Club room, and you pay $70 extra for the weekend.
Yeah,
and you get. Mate, there was prawns and cocktails and whatever you want to drink.
So what is it? Like
24/7.
Like a Crystal Club and it stays open, but you got to stay in a certain room or you pay like an extra certain amount and you get that. And you can go in there anytime. There's food, there's coffee, there's alcohol.
There's cocktails.
Champagnes,
Just help yourself. Cocktails.
Well, mate, I love the cocktails. Harvey Warbangers? You've ever had one of them?
No, I haven't.
Harvey Warbanger?
Have you had one of them?
Never heard of one of those.
You've never.
It's not a good start, though. What's in it?
You blokes haven't lived.
Yeah. What's in it?
I don't know. It's pretty fiery. But hey, listen, I wanted to bring up something else, too. ScoMo's tackle.
What'd you make of it?
Well, I give him a grade 3 for impersonating a footy player. Mate, honestly, it wouldn't knock a maggot off a chop, would he, really?
Oh, that was funny.
Can you imagine? You know what I'd love?
Did he trip over? Or
yeah, he would have. Do you reckon he tripped? Block?
Oh, no.
Or just turned and the kid was there.
No,
I'm going to take you out.
25 8-year-olds kicking a soccer ball. Didn't know the kid was there, you reckon?
No footwork. You've got to get a bit closer when you're doing those sort of things and those sort of tackles.
Didn't bend.
And you know, wearing like black dress shoes on grass, trying to run.
Why so serious?
You know, why so serious?
I thought was a great thought a couple of years ago that everyone who writes in the media or anyone in the media, even the Prime Minister, that to be able to write about footy and talk about it, you've got to live it. So what my idea was, that you had to be, take the ball from the in-goal area and run the ball back into the field of play against the pack.
Before you can write it, grade pack. Before you can write about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Like can you that. Imagine that? It'd be yeah. carnage,
or
wouldn't it?
Or in cricket terms, you've got to face Shoal Baxter before you can write about it. I'm in for that.
See, I love that
It's
stuff.
A great rule.
I'll tell you what, it'd be
Crash Craddock facing Shoal Baxter. I'm in. I'll umpire.
You know what? I reckon it'd be the most watched TV show. You could put it. You could film God. It and everything.
So every journalist.
Everyone.
And then once you have that carry...
It's like you get the green tick beside your name, you're allowed to.
Yeah, but what you've got to do is kick 10 metres out and you've got to turn around, chase into the in-goal area, pick the ball up and then look up and go... Can you imagine it?
No, I couldn't
imagine
it.
Would you still be in
the... I wouldn't
do it. I'm happy not to talk about football, that's all I've got to do.
Meadow, would you still be...
We'd have to have one crack.
Love it, eh?
You'd have to just have a crack.
Yeah, I could see you doing it.
You'd have
it.
To have a crack.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd bring back the Dogs of War. Remember their pack? There's to bash everyone. Oh, yeah.
Mate, they were scary. They were scary.
So to write about it, imagine, you've got to feel it.
Imagine
you've
the
got
rage.
To know about it.
Good rules.
Yeah.
I'm in for that.
I just have this vision of the Raging Bull in his heyday coming out. Oh, yeah.
Was there anyone tougher than Gordy?
I don't think so.
Nah, mate. Well these guys were all tough.
Yeah.
Well, it was intimidating.
Was there anyone crazier than Gordy?
He was intimidating, wasn't he?
Do you know what? You know, you know what?
Hello.
Apart from Bob.
mate, it's a myth. It's a myth. Honestly. Mate, Gordy, even when you're talking to him, he's looking through you. You know, he's got those,
he's got those eyes.
But he's not. Mate, he's a great bloke. He's a gentle giant. But it looks like he's burning holes through your melons.
Yeah. You go through the eras, and there's always those guys that. I would never take Gordy on.
I love this.
Even when I played against him, it was like, I'm not going there.
I love the story about Malcolm Rearley. He broke 15 jaws with the ball. He was playing against South one day. He was playing for Manly. And South had the grouse pack with O'Neill and Sattler and Bob McCarthy. Anyway, they said, because there was no cameras in those days, obviously. He said, what number best player? They said, number 10, Bob McCarthy. He said, put up, Bomb.
Oh my God.
This is true. A true story, apparently. Zorba told me. Oh, would it be true? anyway, it's a good story. He said they put the bomb up. He ran past and went crunk. Broke his jaw, right? Mm. And they went to the scrum. And he said, what number next best player?
The great Malcolm, really.
Oh, mate, Terry Randall. Remember Terry Randall?
Oh, I love Terry Randall.
I love Terry Randall. Yeah, no, what a tough man. Have you ever seen him now? Mate,
I saw him at the footy. It would have been years ago, but he still looked,
mate,
that
unbelievable.
Fit.
Unbelievable. Maybe he'd be nearly 70. Yeah. Terry
Actually,
Randall.
I'll tell you what I saw. I saw him last at Bozo's funeral.
Yeah, mate.
And he looked fit then, too.
Great man, Terry Randall.
What have you made of what's happened at the Bulldogs this week, Blocker?
Do you know what? I always think about the people who put the guy there to start with get off scot-free. It's the same people that put him there that get rid of him 6 months later.
Mm. So true, Blocker.
What about Gussie boy? Come on, man. Right? I loved it. What did Brave call him? Pinocchio. Right? But he said, look, 2 weeks ago, he's going, mate, he'll be there long after I'm gone and all this sort of stuff. But anyway, I feel for Trent. The way that they did it, mate, I'm not so sure that he didn't, that he was, I think he was pushed. Yeah. I think they told him, said, mate, listen, you know, there's no future here anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact, but that's, I'm reading between the lines because there's been dead silence from Trent, and he's a good mate of ours, as you know, Loz. I feel for him. I just feel for him about getting another job. And I wonder about, you could put any coach with that Bulldog side, and they'd be having the same problems. You know, give Trent Barrett the Melbourne job and see how he goes with all those great players. So I really feel for him. I just hope it hasn't hampered him getting another job down the track. But, you know, maybe you'll have to go to England and, you know, try and win a couple of comps over there and prove himself and then come back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Where he probably might have to go to coach his own team or go back in and be an assistant and then go to a club where
you can
build.
Will he want to stay involved in coaching?
Yeah, I think so. He's passionate about it. And you don't want to lose blokes like that to the game that have got so much to give and very passionate and knowledgeable.
Just goes to show the difference between being an assistant because there's no real pressure on you and you can be everyone's mate as to being the head honcho.
Well, you can have all the best. It's like a vice captain. It's the greatest job on the planet. You can have every single idea with zero accountability.
Yeah.
So you sit there, mate, why didn't we bowl Warnie five overs earlier? Yeah. Well, mate, because we've got Glenn McGrath and Jason Gillespie.
Yeah.
Like, we're back
there.
And it's the third over of a test match. Mm. But when you're second in charge, you just keep throwing ideas.
Yeah.
Assistant coach, keep throwing ideas. Yeah. And If you get it right, you go, yeah, told you so. If told you get it wrong, oh, that's on you, Skip. Coach, that's on you.
No, that's right. But, I feel for him. He's such a, mate, he's such a good bloke. You know what I mean? Sad. But I suppose at the end of the day, good blokes don't make good coaches.
No, exactly right. I'll tell you what, though, talking about good coaches, Craig Bellamy recommitting to the Melbourne Storm for another year block, that'd be jumping in the streets down there.
Well, there'd be 1.2 million reasons why he did it. Mate, I'd do the same thing. I mean, you know, Craig, what's Craig, 62, 63? Mate, he's got plenty of time, mate. And he's fit and he trains every day and he's onto it. So, you know, I suppose the only reason he'd give it away is for family reasons. Is his family still in Brisbane or something?
Yeah, he's up there in Queensland.
So, yeah, that'd be the only reason. But I'm glad. I think we lack a few good coaches at the moment. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, the NRL should employ, when Craig Bellamy's finished, to coach the coaches. So young coaches who are coming through or young blokes who want to be coaches, I reckon they should employ him to coach them. That makes the game even better.
Would you make a magic round overall? Well, you probably didn't see it because you were just lounging around
sunning,
in the Four Seasons.
Sunning himself in the Crystal Club.
did you lie by the pool?
No. Lie by the pool. Lance, hang on.
With your speedos
sunning,
on?
Just you sunning been, yourself with the speedos,
speedos?
On. And just have tossing
you, around. Balmain Tiger speedos from
got,
the heyday.
Actually, I have got a pair of Balmain Tiger.
Stick those on.
I'm going to bring them in and
I'll try them on.
Yeah.
Bring them here. Let me try them on.
Mate, that'd be a big canoe is on you. Just quietly. Just look, I love you as a bloke. You're a great mate of mine. But have you looked at the weather outside lately? It's winter.
It's beautiful.
It's winter.
Lay in the sun with a hoodie and trackies on.
Oh,
yesterday was a cracker.
Yesterday was
and
a
the day before cracker. Was beautiful.
Yeah. Four were seasons.
You, were
I like
were
it.
You looking across at the park height, thinking, next year?
I'd rather be there.
No.
You know, don't. Mate, he's just,
just
broken him.
Spent all this money taking his beautiful
best
wife
hotel.
For the Four Seasons.
No.
Is that better than Four
no,
Seasons?
No, Four Seasons beautiful. Four Seasons beautiful.
That's great.
Stay where you are. Stop it. This is not helping anybody.
I'll tell you what I did. Have you ever been to that? You ever been to the steakhouse down there called Six Heads?
Apparently outstanding. Haven't been.
Mate, you got to go. Mm. Mate, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do. The Big Sports Breakfast, as a gang, we'll all go there and they can pay.
In.
Definitely.
Agree.
How good.
I'll order the drinks.
Hey, Will, that's okay, isn't it? Yep, sweet.
Yeah,
thumbs
good,
up.
Good
outstanding.
Well done, Will.
All right. Say it on radio. Mm-hmm. Happens.
We're going to talk round 11 after this break. All right. Now, Blocker's cocktail of choice from last weekend. The Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah, what's in the Wallbanger?
This is it. 1.5 ounces of vodka, 4 ounces orange juice, 1/2 ounce of Galliano, finished with a maraschino cherry and orange slice. Now,
give us a look at
did
it.
Did you eat the cherry?
This is it.
Of course.
So I'll just continue.
I don't waste anything.
This is why it's called the Harvey Wallbanger. So there's a widely circulated story that this 1970s drink made with vodka, orange juice and Galliano.
That's why you hadn't heard of it.
Was made, created by bartender Donato Duke Antoni at his LA bar, the Good Black man. Watch, for a surfer named Tom Harvey. Now, Harvey supposedly got so drunk, he started running into the walls.
That's
hence the drink's name.
Block out about 9 of those before he went to dinner. That was his entree.
And then this goes on to say, allegedly no sane person ever believed that infamous story. But anyway.
We believe it.
Harvey Wallbanger.
Harvey Wallbanger.
I'm going to give one of those a go.
I just like the name. Weekend. That's why I ordered it.
Love it.
It wouldn't have been the only one you had, though, Block.
Now, you're looking at that paper. Is there something else in there? Yeah.
No, I'm just
he's ready.
Looking at the teams. I'm ready to do the serious stuff.
All right. Well, what have we got? We've got tonight at Newcastle in the Hunter, the Anthony Milford Cup with Newcastle playing Brisbane. Newcastle $2.65 outsiders looking to make it 2 in a row, +5.5 at the line. Brisbane $1.48. And the Knights, not only Milford in that side, they get Tyson Frizzell back. I believe Dane Gagai is going to be in the 17 as well. So the troops just steadily starting to come back for the Knights. But the Bronx, they've been superb, you'd have to say, Block, over the last month.
I'll tell you what, I like watching them play. I mean, you know, I think I said it before, these guys are, you know, around about 50 or 60 games now. So they're just getting used to being able to play. As we said before, Adam Reynolds has made that huge difference to them. He creates everything for them, and mate, they're playing great at the moment. I like watching them. I've got to ask about Milford now. He's changed clubs. How long's he been there, Loz, at Newcastle? Is it enough? What I'm saying is,
weeks.
Is it enough time to get yourself fit enough after everyone's done a pre-season and they're in round 10 to throw him straight in?
He probably will be a little bit rusty. And I reckon, you know, working with all these players, different combinations and, you know, knowing your, you know, the role and knowing the plays, that'll be something that he'll take a while to get used to. But I'm hoping, Block, that he hits the ground running because otherwise, you know, we'll be sitting here tomorrow talking about him and questioning the decision of them
putting him straight back in.
So only they know whether he's ready. The thing I like about the Knights, though, is they've got a couple of blokes coming back in and they got that victory last weekend. So they'll be, they'll go into this game more confident than what they've been over the last few weeks.
I like the leg speed of the pack of the Broncos. I think the Knights will put up a good battle on their home ground, but I think the Broncos are playing good. But you know what? What would I know? I think I got two last week. It was a hard round, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a hard round. And I think
two
we said
or three
that last
or something
week.
Like that,
we
yeah.
said it last week. There was going to be plenty of upsets. So you like
Broncos.
I'm going the Broncos too, but I think it'll be tight. I think it will be tight because I think this is the best team that Newcastle have put on the paddock for a number of weeks. Newcastle have been embarrassed their last couple of games. Gagai coming back in, he was arguably the best centre in the game before he got injured. And then, with the form that he was displaying, you get Frizzell back in, Fitzgibbon and Barnett. It's a decent back row. Clemmer's playing some good footy. The Broncos are looking for five in a row. I go with the Broncos because they've been more resilient to defence and they look as though they've got a bit of steel about them this year. So I'll stick with the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm Broncos.
I'm going to go the Broncos. I reckon a try bet's the bet here. I reckon either team to win by a small margin. I reckon it'll be tight, won't it?
I think it'll be tight.
Now, the Friday night game at Leichhardt, how intriguing is this game? The Tigers, $1.52. The Bulldogs, $2.55. 5.5 the line here. Dogs, the plus with Tab. And we have subplots everywhere. We've got Brent Naden playing for the Tigers against the team he played with last week, the Bulldogs, after leaving the club after 8 games for them. We've got Mick Potter, who was didn't have his contract extended there at the Tigers back in 2014, now interim coach at the Dogs, but he's only going to take charge in earnest from next week. So they've got Craig Sandercock and David Ferner essentially running the team for this game tomorrow night. What do we do here? These are the two favourites for most losses, with the Dogs slight favourites in that market at the moment, Block. I'll tell you what, if the Tigers lose this, guess who the microscope goes back on?
Straight on Madge. Yeah, playing at the eighth wonder of the world, you can't back against them, can you?
The eighth wonder of the world.
What?
Oh, playing at the eighth wonder, sorry.
You don't even know where the eighth wonder of the world is.
Well, I was thinking Pratton Park.
Loz calls his nose the eighth wonder of the world. So
dare you not
when
know
I
the
hear
eighth
that
wonder
term,
of the world.
That's pretty much what I...
Thank you, Middo.
Mate, I always worry...
Appreciate that.
I always solid worry feedback. About sides that lose their coach and then they come back in. They come back, so and they generally win the week after that they've lost their coach. But I'm going to stick with the Tigers. Come on, the Tigers. Something at Leichhardt. Mate, I reckon it'll be packed too. I reckon they'll fill it up Friday night.
Isn't it funny?
What do you
do? The start of the year, we were questioning whether Luke Brooks being in the side was a good thing. And now I'm thinking he's out.
They need Luke Brooks.
No. I like the Bulldogs because I think they will bounce back. But there's some doubt over Addo Carr. There's some doubt about Burton. I think this is a watch and see. I'll go with the Bulldogs because that's who I think will win if they're at full strength. But if Burton and Addo Carr don't play, you've got to think the Tigers just win, don't they?
Geez, he's a good player, Burton, isn't he?
Yeah. Just imagine him in a good side. Well, we saw what he was in a good side
he's
last
a good player.
Year.
Good
I'm player. Going the Tigers for Madge's sake. I just think this is a no-brainer. It's 100% must-win to save your coach.
You just look so sad saying
I'm petrified.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It's one of those games. I'm just gonna check the score. I don't want to watch the game. I just want to see the Tigers win, and then I'll feel it's relief.
You know what you should do?
Go to the game.
No.
Drink.
No.
Oh, none from two. What else?
Get down the rocks.
go to the Four Seasons.
That's it.
Take the mind off it completely.
You won't have to worry about it then.
True.
And you know,
especially
what
in
be a
that
good
robe you were in.
The shave coat and the slippers will fit you.
Need a couple. Now,
who are you going for?
I'm going for the West Tigers.
Yes. Oh, that's good kind boy. Of you. Very kind
I'm
of you.
I meant to mention as well, Footy Tab in its 40th year. There's $86,000 jackpotting into Pick the Margins this week because it wasn't won last week. And just incidentally, in the Pick the Score divvies last week, three of them exceeded $1,000 for a $1 outlay, with Brisbane beating Manly 38-0, the highest, which was a $2,181 dividend for your Footy Tab, with that $86,000 jackpotting for Pick the Margins this week. But we're going to go to the news, and then we get to the Friday 8:30 game. Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. What's going on in this Europa League final?
1-1 still?
Haven't got a score there. It's on Stan. The Europa League final between Rangers and Frankfurt, and penalties loom.
Mate,
it is the 119th minute. So we're getting towards the end of extra time.
Now, Block, yes, you've got a bit of a mind like myself.
Thank you.
Do you laugh?
I'm not sure that's a compliment. Let him finish.
I'm taking it as a compliment.
That's a compliment. Thank you. When you hear the word Frankfurt, do you laugh?
I'll have fries with that. Frankfurt.
Can you support a team if they're known Frankfurt?
No.
We're the Frankfurts.
No.
Well, who do you support? Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
You're laughing in their face, aren't you?
Talking about Frankfurt. There was this gang on the hill at Leichhardt Oval that they used to take, you know, the thermos flask you put your coffee in.
Yep.
They'd take hot water in and sneak Frankfurts in.
Yeah.
So they put the hot water in the Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
the hot dogs.
Open it up and get it.
How smart is that? Yeah,
very clever.
Yep.
But if you got caught, the security would
get you. They'd get you out. Mate, that's very,
very smart. I used to love, you know what I used to love? Footy Franks. Remember the ad? Don't argue, Hutton's. Footy Franks are best. Remember? Wrong with you, blokes?
What's a footy frank? What's that?
Like a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Footy frank.
That's what they used to call it.
Oh, okay.
At the football.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they're always been known as
Hutton's footy franks. I reckon we should bring our own Frankfurts out.
Yeah.
Remember that ad.
No, what are the little ones?
I'm a bit young for that.
They still Frankfurts?
They're called, what are they called?
Chipolars.
I want to know what's the difference between a Frankfurt and Cabanossi. Why is there two names? The aftertaste.
By the way,
what is the difference?
I think the
Frankfurt has the rough outline, and the Cabanossi has the
smooth
outline.
I can't mention names, but one of the blokes I used to play footy with, I didn't talk to him closely because he had the breath of 1,000 camels. I was trying to get... No, honestly, I was
no,
trying...
name that man. That man is you.
I was trying to get him sponsored by Tic Tac.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant.
There's a breath of 1,000 camels.
Now, did we all tip the Tigers?
I think so. How long ago was that? That was
went the Bulldogs.
Only because,
Bulldogs. Went Bulldogs.
Stat courtesy Glenn Munsey, only four sides from the last 13 to sack a coach mid-season have won their first match under
a new
that new coach.
Yeah.
So is he trying to have a go at me, is he?
Munsey's upstairs. Oh, yeah. Munsey's just come down. Blocker wants to see you.
Glenn Munsey?
Yeah.
I see him in my garden every morning.
All right. We're at Parramatta Manly Friday night at CommBank Stadium. Para $1.40 here with Tab. Manly $3 and the Eagles plus 7.5 at the line, coming off a poor performance last week. Against the Broncos.
You can't be taken serious if you're leaking that many points. Now, if Parramatta want to be taken serious, they're playing against Manly were pretty poor last week too, but they've got some good attacking players. They've got to get their defence right. Did you love the try Mitch Moses scored last week?
Yeah, I did.
Grubbed back in, ran out the field of play and scored. That was great play. And also Dylan Brown, mate, he's a good player when he runs the ball. But I don't think he does it enough. When I'm watching, I'm thinking, come on, mate, run. But look... their defence, they've got to get right. Their coach would have been filthy about it last week. Toss of the coin, this one, I reckon it's going to be a big scorer. So if you're a punter, I reckon you're going to bet the over 40s. And I reckon the Parramatta side will get the win.
Yeah. Well, so Tom Trbojevic spoke yesterday and insisted there's no issue with the knee, that, you know, he looked ginger last week because he had a corked thigh, and he conceded he just hasn't been good enough this year and has to fix it.
Can I ask a question about that? About knees, right? I'm only speaking on experience. When I did my knee and I come back, the strapping on your knee actually hampers you more than what the knee does when you come back.
Yeah.
You see him, when you see him running, you go, gee, he doesn't look like he's striding out properly.
Hard to believe Tommy in this instance, though, as well. He also told us it is hammy picking up the soap in the shower last season.
Soap and a rope.
So, like, how do you believe it corky or was it his knee?
But I will say this. I can remember playing because I had a bad knee. And I'd come off and, you know, feeling good. And people say, oh, how'd you feel today? I say, yeah, no, good. They'd say, oh, mate, you're limping.
You're hobbling.
And I'd be like, what?
But I reckon
they would say I was limping. Well, I never felt like I was limping.
Yeah.
It was just sort of the hobble or the gait that you'd have, either with the strapping.
You can see through the game, he's in pain. Like, he pulls up a few times. And, like, so there's obviously, it was obviously either a cork.
I think it was a cork. I don't think he'd have any trouble with his knee. But again, I just get back to, I can remember, like, walking off thinking nothing is wrong with me. Everyone and yet people say, mate, geez, you're limping today. Yeah. And I was like, hobbling. No, I've...
Why is he not at his best, do you reckon? Is it injury or is it just...
Oh, everyone's probably... Well.
Yeah, everybody now, because of his season last season, eyes just go straight on you.
Yeah, kick chase, so important. Yeah. You know, wherever he is, you're thinking 80%, 85% of the time, that's where the ball's going. Mm. So let's load up our defence there and make sure we're identifying where he is on every play.
Maybe opposition because teams deserve credit for that as well.
And then you think, you know what? If Harper gets the ball or Brad Parker gets the ball, you know what? We can probably defend them.
Yeah,
okay. We'll trust our defensive system to get our
crosshair. Like you're double-teaming Tommy every day
of the week. But with Tommy, we can't afford to let him have a moment's peace because... The minute we relax on him, that's
the minute. But the really great players, and I'll put Benny Elias in this class. Fine, the really great players, you can identify what they're going to do, but stop they them. Still do it to
you.
You
can't stop them.
Yeah, they still do it to you.
I'm going Parramatta. I like Parramatta in this game. I think they'll hit back and hit back strongly.
We're all para for that one. Okay, we go to 3 o'clock on Saturday at Cogra. The Dragons, who are $1.58 favourites against the Warriors, $2.40, 3.5 the line, Dragons the minus. And Tyrell Sloan had a bit of an unhappy game last week against the Titans, so Cody Ramsey comes in at fullback block.
Gee, they chop and change their team a bit, don't they? I mean, you know, what's the reasoning you put the bloke back at fullback to start with and you only give him 1 week? Yeah, chopping and changing all the time. Dragons, I think the Dragons be too hard to beat at home. The Warriors, you never know what you're going to get with them, although they come back pretty good last week. Taher Harris, great to see him back. I think he's their go-to man. Mm. I think he's the sort of bloke that, you know, when you run out and he's next to you, you're thinking, you know, we're a chance here today. Yeah. I think he's that good a player. So great to see him back. But, mate, I think the Dragons. I think the Dragons got a little bit too much strikeout wide and Suli and Lomax.
Yeah, you're right with Taher Harris, blocker, because he's their leader. I remember speaking to Brownie about him last year saying, what a great leader he is. But he also told me about, like, you know when you get blokes in the gym that are strong? He said he's not strong. He's not strong in the gym as what you think he would be.
He's strong on the field.
But he's strong on the field. Mm. He said, mate, you would not beat him at training if you got into a wrestle with him.
Collision.
Things like that. Yeah. And those collisions. You just said he's so strong. So I think he helps with their defensive system. Oh, important game for the Dragons. If they're to play finals footy.
Got to be winning this.
They've got to be winning this game. So and in fact, you know what? If they don't, there's no way in the world they'll play finals this year 100%. If they get beaten this week.
We're all Dragons?
Yep. Dragons.
Okay, this is a cracking game. Two cracking games Saturday night on Fox League. Firstly, 5:30, the Cowboys at home. $2.65 outsiders and plus 5.5 at the line with Tab. The Melbourne Storm, $1.48, and they do get Jerome Hughes back after he was a match day withdrawal with a calf injury against Penrith last week. Brandon Smith's in a prop with Nelson Asofa-Solomona injured. So what are we thinking here? Because we never see the Storm lose two in a row. Mm. Could this be the time?
Do you know, it's amazing. And we know what a great side the Storm are, but losing one player in Pappenhausen, every time there's a half chance, when he's playing, they score. Mate, they score more long-range tries than anyone. And then last week, without him, chances didn't turn into points. So, mate, they've got to find a way. I love watching young Wishart play. Gee, he reminds me of his old man.
Doesn't he look like him?
But he even runs like him. You know how he was. You know how he was just loved to run the footy and loved getting his hands on the ball. I reckon this kid's pretty much the same. But I'm with you. This is a big test for the Cowboys, mate. They've been going along nicely. You know, and everyone, the surprise packet of the competition, they're probably playing better than what they can. I like their back row. I like those young blokes there and Tom Malolo there at lock forward. But I'm with you. I don't think good sides lose two in a row. And I think they were poor against Penrith. Penrith just bashed them out of it last week, their line speed and how physical they were. I don't think that'll happen again. I think a big test for the Cowboys. The Storm for me.
Block, I know scrums are completely different to when you played to how they are now, and front rowers are different as well. But I'm looking at the front rows of both these sides. You've got Jordan McLean and Jesse Bromwich are about, what, 6'3",
6'4"? Yeah, yeah.
And you've got Reuben Cotter and you've got Brandon Smith. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Well, they'd be 5'5", 5'6". Now, in the old days, if you had a front row partner that size, would that have...
You would have been salivating blocker.
Well, it generally used to be the taller bloke would be on the ball side. Mm. So the scrum would, the bloke on the blind side would hold the hooker up and do all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So the shorter bloke would be on the other side.
He'd be on the open side.
Or the least experienced bloke. I remember starting at the Tigers and Kerry Hemsley was my front row partner. Yeah. Love him, mate. Great bloke. I went to pack in on the ball side where the ball had come in. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Mate, I'm packing the scrum." He said, "Not on this side, you're not. Get over the other side. Rookies are on the other side." So he sent me over the other side.
Right, so that was a harder...
Oh, mate, yeah.
So that was a harder side. You took all the power.
All
the power.
Oh, yeah, just, mate, anything. You know, loose arms and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But,
it's amazing how the game changed, isn't it, when you look at those.
But Loz, Cotter, look, I really love watching him play and what he's done. But, mate, he's only a little fella. Can he be competitive in that Origin environment? They're talking about picking him at Origin.
Mate, you know what? I think he'd be a good bench player because he can play hooker.
Yeah.
You know he can play hooker. Mm. And that's where he was playing, back row. He could play back row, front row, hooker. So I don't know whether he'd be in their starting 13, but I reckon he's a chance of maybe making his way onto the interchange bench. I can't go against Melbourne. Only because very rarely do they lose two in a row. They were hammered last weekend. I heard Munster talk after the game about how poor they were. I'm expecting a bounce back.
Storm.
Former Arsenal player Aaron Ramsey's had his penalty saved. So it is 3-3, but Frankfurt have the advantage in the Europa League final now.
We saw
Socceroo Aidan Hrustić.
Go to Frankfurt.
Scotty from Forestville points this out as well in the text line. Aidan Hrustić, who stepped up for Frankfurt's second penalty.
Bottom
and
left.
Put it in the back of the net. Clark, you're right invested here, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm devastated there.
You're a Rangers fan this morning, aren't you?
So
4-3 ahead.
No.
And now Rangers will need to make this penalty to stay in the final. But we've got a great game at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Saturday evening.
Why they all got their shirt off in the crowd?
Spain. I mean, when you're in Glasgow, you don't get the chance to take your shirt off too often. So when you go down to Spain, getting towards summer, get the gear off, Clarky.
At the game. Right.
You've got to have the good rig, but you can't.
Wearing your team jersey. Don't you want to wear your put your team jersey on? not off, you would have thought. Anyway. Maybe not for Loz.
Hey Loz, Loz, you know what Frankfurt's logo is on their jumpers?
The sausage?
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm just asking you. Did you know?
I'll
have to have a look.
Can we go back to the Sydney Cricket Ground? So Rangers looking to stay in the shootout here. And what's going on here, Clark?
He hit
the post and gone in. So they need to save this penalty to stay in it. But the Roosters are $3.60. The Panthers are $1.29 with Tabbin minus 9.5 at the line coming off their win over the Storm. The Roosters coming off an impressive win against the Eels. Block should be a cracker, this one.
Yeah, it should be a cracker. But look, I think the Panthers are just too ruthless. Mate, their defence against the Storm, I haven't really seen a lot like that. Generally, when you've got a side that can score, really good footy sides that can score, their defence is generally not as good as what their attack is. But the Panthers' defence was outstanding. Look, the Roosters were a lot better last week. We've been waiting for them to click. They've been a little bit hot and cold this season, but mate, they're playing against the Premiers. I can't see them winning. I think Panthers.
Frankfurt have won the Europa League. There you go. So they've nailed all five pens. They win 5-3, so devastation for Rangers there this morning. Loza?
I'm going Penrith. Difficult to tip against them. They're playing wonderful football. They were magnificent last week against the Melbourne Storm, even though the Storm had a few guys out. But the Roosters, their attack in the last 2 weeks has improved. They've put on big scorelines. They put 40-odd points on the Titans, 30-odd points against Parramatta last weekend. Their halves look as though they're starting to combine well. Their forwards are doing a good job. But, yeah, Penrith for mine.
Panthers.
Panthers all round. We go to Dubbo. Sunday afternoon, Apex Oval. The Rabbitohs up against the Raiders. And Jack Whiten returns for Canberra 2 after suspension. South's $1.58, Canberra $2.40. And the Bunnies minus 4.5 at the line with Tab. Gee, Canberra impressive against the Sharks last week.
Well, the impressive thing about them was they played for 80 minutes for the first time this season. We've been sitting back waiting. Is it the 250 games for Papali'i?
Yes.
Is that this week?
Yes, it is.
Now, I want to ask Loz just quickly. I digress. If you're picking an all-time great Canberra side, one of the front rowers, obviously, is Glenn Lazarus.
Lazarus, yep.
Is Papali'i the other one, or Sam Bacco, or David Grant, or... Mate, would you put Papali'i in the all-time side? Putting you on the pressure.
Yeah.
Pongy or Lomax.
Johnny Lomax. Yeah, probably not at this stage.
Okay.
No.
Beautiful.
But I mean, he'd certainly hold his...
250 hold games, his, good effort.
An end of the bargain up because he's been a wonderful, wonderful player, Josh Papali. But I couldn't give you an answer, Bob, to be honest with you.
Cody Walker in good form. Jeez, I don't think I've seen a bloke who can pass the ball with the timing since Cliffy Lyons. Mate, he's brilliant with the footy, just the way he throws those cutout pass. And they're always on song, and it's the right option all the time. He's starting to play well. Tough game, this one. I don't know. It's going to be a bit of a war toss of the coin, but I think I'm going to go with the Rabbits. Sorry, Loz.
I'm going the Raiders. I think they've played tough football the last 2 weeks. I was very impressed with them last week against the Sharks. That was probably their best performance this season. They grinded it out. The only thing that worries me how much it took out of them because they were buggered at the end. But if they've recovered, I think they're just a bit too tough for South Sydney this weekend with no Cam Murray and no Latrell Mitchell.
Rabbits. For me.
I hope Cookie doesn't look at our tips because I'm tipping the Raiders. I'm with you, Loza.
Good man.
Why are you worried about Cookie?
Oh, because he looks at our tips and, you know, he just sort of...
No, Loz told Cookie yesterday he was going for the Rabbits. Now he's changed his mind. Very consistent.
Lie to his face.
You know what?
You're not going to tell him you're backing against him.
I would tell him the truth.
You know what I love about Loz? Tells the truth.
That's
mate.
Telling the truth.
He what?
Tells the truth.
He lied to Cookie yesterday.
Yeah, but now he's making up for it.
I just told the truth then.
Yeah. He redeemed himself.
It's confession, Michael.
Confused much?
Got it. Got it.
Redeemed himself. Got what are those beads you're counting?
All right, we go to 4 o'clock Sunday, and this is at Cbus Super Stadium on the Gold Coast, and the Titans up against the Cronulla Sharks, where Lachie Miller, 27-year-old, to play at fullback, a former Australian Sevens player in rugby.
Wow.
And we've got Nicho Hynes back in the halves there for Cronulla. No Dale Finucane after that head knock last week. So the market here with Tab has the Titans $2.75 at home and plus 6.5 at the line. Cronulla $1.45. Did Cronulla bounce back here against the Titans?
Yeah, good sides don't lose two in a row. We said that a little bit earlier. I think They would have copped a little bit of a flogging during the week, and Wade Graham just about played enough games to explode back on the scene. I'm looking forward to him playing this week. The Titans, I think they're the most disappointing team in the competition after what they did last year in the semi-finals and just missed out when they got pipped by the Roosters to go 1 week further into the semis. But got some good players, but I think the Sharks will bounce back.
I think this will be tight. I don't think the Sharks will play as bad as they did last weekend. Even though the Raiders were good, I thought the Sharks were off the pace. Their discipline was poor, and I expected a lot more from them. Hynes back in the 7 jersey probably makes a big difference, even though I didn't think it would last weekend. Haven't seen Lachie Miller play. Excited to see how he handles it. Another favourite player in the comp, Jaden Campbell. Geez, I like the way he goes about it. Yeah, just is, you know, he's fun. He's everything in and around him, there's excitement. you know, you just know that something's going to happen, good or bad. But I'll go with the Sharks because I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yep,
of
Sharks.
Sharks for me as well. Blocker, we are right on time. It's just ticked over 8 o'clock, so happy I'm not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get in trouble, and we've organised a lunch, so that's even better.
Six heads.
Six heads.
See yous. See you soon. Have a good weekend.